Welcome to the Patricia Raskin Show, the program that helps you turn obstacles into opportunities, challenges into solutions, and find answers to tough questions. The award-winning powerhouse voice of radio, Patricia Raskin. And now, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Patricia Raskin Show. It's always a pleasure to be with you each week. And this program and this series of programs is brought to you by Age Friendly Rhode Island. Age Friendly Rhode Island is a coalition of community and state agencies, healthcare and social service providers, older adults, advocacy and faith-based organizations, as well as businesses and academic institutions that are dedicated to meeting the needs and preferences of Rhode Islanders as they age. You can learn more and join their wonderful effort to build an age-friendly Rhode Island right here at www.agefriendlyri.org. And you also can find them on Facebook and on Twitter, the @agefriendlyri. Well, we are scheduled to have on the program Dan Buettner, who is really quite an amazing icon in the field of understanding what it takes for people to live and thrive in their later years. And we're waiting for him to call in. But in the meantime, let me tell you about Dan Buettner. Again, I'm really very pleased to have him on the program. He is the best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author of The Blue Zones. And The Blue Zones are amazing. In these books, basically what he has done is he's traveled all over the world and he has found the solution. He's found the people who are the healthiest, who are the happiest, who've lived the longest. And he's written several books on this. One is called The Blue Zones of Happiness, The Blue Zone Solutions, which is eating and living like the world's healthiest people. Then The Blue Zone second edition is 9 Lessons for Living Longer from the people who've lived the longest. And this is a New York Times bestseller. And again, Dan Buettner's traveled around the globe, and he has uncovered the best strategies for longevity found in the Blue Zones, places in the world where higher percentages of people enjoy remarkably long, full lives. And he talks about his recipe, and he talks about the unique findings. So hopefully we're going to hear from him, and we're going to talk to Dan. He also works with National Geographic and, again, has been an award winner. He is an explorer, an educator, an author, a producer, a storyteller, and a public speaker. And he co-produced the Emmy Award-winning documentary and holds 3 Guinness records for endurance cycling. And again, he's founder of Blue Zones and Blue Zones, Inc. So what we're going to do is take a very, very quick break, and hopefully Dan is going to call in. And I'm going to tell you more about his work and his book right here on the Patricia Raskin Show on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England, and we'll be right back.
Now, more of the Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and we are back. And I'm very excited to let you know that we are back with Dan Buettner. Hello, Dan Buettner.
Hi. Happy Saturday.
Good. So glad you could be on the program. I just told our audience all about you in our first break and of all the amazing things that you've done. So now we can just get right to it. You know, let's go back a few years. I mean, you started the first Blue Zones when? When was that?
I got the assignment from National Geographic in 2003, mm-hmm. and we spent 2 years with demographers just finding these pockets around the world where people live the longest.
Wow.
And if you want to do a project like this responsibly, you have to really make sure people are living as long as they say they are and not just exaggerating their age like we found in places like Vilcabamba Valley of Ecuador or Soviet Georgia.
Wow. So, you know, we're talking about positive aging. So I want to focus on the Blue Zones, the 9 Lessons for Living Longer. So tell us about those. Where did you find these people? What do they do that's right? What are we not doing that maybe shouldn't? We could be doing better.
I'm on hold.
So about 20% of how long you live is genes, and the other 80% is your lifestyle and your environment.
Wow. So, wow. I didn't know that.
So we, in a sense, reverse engineered longevity.
Dan, we're hearing some static in the background. Somehow. No?
I don't think it's my background.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. We're listening. So 20% is genes and 80% is lifestyle and environment.
Right. So we, in a sense, reverse engineered longevity by finding the longest lived men in Sardinia, the longest lived women in Okinawa, and then on the island of Ikaria, Greece, we found the people living about 8 years longer than Americans with no dementia. In the United States, we found the longest lived people among the Seventh-day Adventists in Loma Linda, California. And then most interestingly, I think, in the Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica, it's a population of people about 2.5 times more likely to live to 100 than in the United States. And they spend about 1/15 the amount we do on health care.
Wow. Okay, Dan, what are they doing that's right? That's what I want to know. That's what we all want to know.
Okay, first of all, they're eating mostly a plant-based diet. About 90% of their calories come from plants. And there are four foods that no matter where you go and you find long-lived people, they're eating the same ones. Grains, whole grains, greens, nuts, and beans.
Okay.
And some tubers in some places. Mm-hmm. So if you're eating about a cup of beans a day, it's probably adding about 4 to 5 years to your life expectancy over eating no beans at all.
Wow.
They have a strong sense of purpose. If you wake up in the morning and you know exactly what you're going to do with your life, it adds about 7 years to your life expectancy.
Mm. This is amazing.
It's adding up a number of little things. So the average American, your listener, should be able to live about 12 years longer on average than they are.
Wow.
And it's just a matter of doing the right things for long enough, and so many of them are so easy.
Mm. Mm. So I just want to recap for people who've just tuned in. We have with us on the phone Dan Buettner, who is a National Geographic Fellow, New York Times bestselling author. He's an explorer, educator, producer, storyteller. He's an Emmy Award-winning documentary producer, as well as a New York Times bestseller of The Blue Zones, all of the books of The Blue Zones. And these are where the healthiest people and the longest living people on the planet are living. And he traveled the globe and found these, started in 2003. And this program is sponsored by Age Friendly Rhode Island. And I'm thrilled that we could have Dan on this program. So Dan, let me ask you this, because, you know, Alzheimer's is rampant. I mean, we're reading books that are telling us in this country that at the age of 86, 40 or 50% of people will get Alzheimer's. Address that. And if you're telling me that you're traveling to countries around the world and you're not seeing that with people who are centenarians or 90 years old or 80 years old, what's going on?
Yeah. So Ikaria, Greece, they have about 1/10 the rate of dementia that we do in the United States.
Mm.
And Okinawa has about 1/5. So we could probably lower our chances of Alzheimer's by about a factor of 3 by becoming a vegetarian. That's the best research. That's probably the most powerful thing you can do, is cut out animal products, which I know is an inconvenient message, but across the board, we're seeing plant-based diets are producing sharper minds.
Even fish, Dan, even fish included in that?
Fish is not so clear.
Okay.
In Blue Zones, on average, we did a meta-analysis of all five diets for the past 100 years, and they're on average eating fish about twice a week. And they're eating meat, mostly pork, by the way, about 5 times a month, and a portion about the size of a deck of cards.
Okay.
So they're not depriving themselves of this of eating meat. It's just a celebratory food or something you do on Sunday.
What about exercise? And then we'll get to attitude. What about exercise?
Well, this is going to shock you.
Go ahead.
They don't exercise.
Really?
But
they walk all the time, right?
They walk all the time. So here's, remember I said 80% is lifestyle and environment?
Yeah.
I'm emphasizing the environment. They live in places where every time they go to a friend's house or out to eat or to work, at occasions a walk, they all have gardens into their 90s and 100s. And their homes are not full of the mechanized conveniences that do our work for us. They're grinding corn by hand or kneading bread by hand or doing yard work. So my team figures they're nudged. I think that's on your end.
Okay. All right. We're good. Go ahead. So, again, they're moving all the time.
Yeah, they're nudged into physical activity about once every 20 minutes or so.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's always moving. You know, I have to tell you, when I was just starting out in all of this, I studied the Hunzas. And I remember they were this longest living centenarians then. I'm going back probably into the 70s, but that's what I was reading at the time. And what I learned is that they walked 8 miles a day. They were living in an area with very clean air. So they were breathing oxygen that was very clean. And that was the thing I remembered most. And they were peaceful. And, of course, they ate off the land. But that's what I remember from the 70s when that was the research that was done then.
Yeah. The problem is that at Hunza Valley in Pakistan, that's been debunked because what happens there are no birth records. And what reliably happens when there are no birth records, people turn 80 and they don't really celebrate birthdays, so they don't quite remember how old they are. And then the next year they're 82, and then the next year they're 85. There's across the board, there's age exaggeration. So we don't believe the Hunza Valley was actually very long lived.
Interesting.
So, and that's why it's so important to do this stuff. But, you know, before we certify a blue zone, we look at birth records of a swath of people born 100 years ago, and we follow those individuals
right.
for 100 years, and we adjust for immigration and emigration. And they're either alive or dead. If they're alive, you count them, and then you get the accurate measurement.
All right.
So.
What else do you want us to know? Not just about that, but also attitude. People are so fearful and worried. We have so much anxiety and depression in our country.
It's hard to outrun that, but I'll tell you about the best thing you can do for the long run is curate a group of four or five friends. And when I say friends, these are people you can count on a bad day, not just sort of Facebook friends. And I wouldn't tell you to dump your old friends, but I would say if you proactively bring people into your immediate circle who are vegetarian or plant-based, whose idea of recreation is walking or bowling or gardening or biking, who have a curious mind, that is all contagious. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to longevity, there's no short-term fix. There's no pill. There's no supplement. There's no hormone. There's no 800 number you can call on late night TV and take a pill that's going to make you live longer. To live a long time, you have to think about strategies that are going to last years or decades. And your friends have measurable impact on your own behavior for as long as they're friends. And friends tend to be long-term adventures.
All right. Dan, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come right back and talk more to Dan Buettner, who is the author of several books. The Blue Zones books, Thrive, Finding Happiness the Blue Zones Way, Blue Zones, Lessons from Living Longer from the People Who Have Lived the Longest. He's traveled the world, and he's found these zones, and he's sharing with us the amazing statistics about people around the world who are living healthier and happier and longer and what we can learn from that. This program is brought to you by HGF-friendly Rhode Island, and we will be right back right after the break right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England. I'm Patricia Raskin.
Now, more of The Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and you are listening to The Patricia Raskin Show. And this program is brought to you by H-Friendly Rhode Island, which is a coalition of community and state agencies and healthcare and social service providers and organizations and institutions and businesses to help meet the needs and preferences of Rhode Islanders as they age. You can log on to agefriendlyri.org, and you can find them on Facebook and Twitter at agefriendlyri. And we are really, really fortunate to have really an icon in the world of world travel and studying what makes people live the longest with us. On the phone, his name is Dan Buettner. He is a National Geographic Fellow. He is a multiple New York Times bestselling author. He has discovered the five places in the world, dubbed the Blue Zones, where people live the longest and are healthiest. He's traveled the world seeking out new blue zones, and he speaks on television, on radio, all over the world. So welcome back, Dan, and thanks so much for being on the program.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
Great. All right. We've got like 6 minutes, so we want to pack this in. But again, tell us where those blue zones are. Again, and tell us where the continent is for those of us who don't know the countries. Go ahead.
Yeah, so longest lived men live in Sardinia, an island part of Italy.
Okay.
The longest lived women live in Okinawa, which is the southern extreme of Japan.
Okay.
The island of Ikaria, Greece, right off the coast of Turkey. It's an island where people don't develop dementia, almost nothing. Right. Then the Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica, that's in Central America. Mm-hmm. They have the best chance of reaching age 100, middle-aged people. Mm. And then here in the United States, in California, just 70 miles east of Los Angeles, Loma Linda, the home of the highest concentration of Seventh-day Adventists.
Interesting.
They live about 10 years longer than the rest of us.
But now, these are all communities on the water, correct? They're all on the ocean.
Well, it sounds like it, but actually, the Blue Zones areas are inland.
Interesting.
So, yeah, actually, none of them are really on the ocean. They're usually in the highlands. And one of the things we find that correlates with longevity everywhere is the pitch of the land. People who live on slopes seem to live longer, and probably because they're huffing it up and down those slopes several times a day.
Interesting. What about two things? Air quality I want to ask you about, and about community. Air quality and community. Either one first.
Yeah, air quality is huge. Well, we know that people live by freeways have about five times the rate of asthma and much higher rates of cardiovascular disease. In blue zones, the air tends to be very clear, but if you want to do it, you can't just measure the air today. You have to know what it was like 50 years ago and 70 years ago and 100 years ago. So we weren't able to measure that very accurately. Community is huge. Now, you look in the United States, people in Kentucky live 20 years lower life expectancy than people in, say, Boulder, Colorado. And that's not because people in Kentucky are less disciplined or less American or have better diet plans. It's because people in Boulder, the enlightened leaders, have planned their cities so that people can walk and bike. And these are the type of built environment features that foster social interaction and activity and get you out on your feet. And that makes a big difference.
Mm. So it's also the geography is what you're saying. The sculpture of the land.
It's yes. And I would say probably the number one for Americans is the accessibility of fruits and vegetables. The cheapest and most accessible foods are fruits, vegetables, and beans. They have time-honored ways to make them taste delicious. I'm, in fact, writing a cookbook now about these pre-1970 recipes. Mm. And their kitchens are set up so you can make it quickly. And they have a social network where people gather around, like, wonderful minestrone instead of baby back ribs or burgers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's community, it's good food. Dan, what about in our country kind of the quest for fame and success and economic security? I'm not hearing that from you in these places.
No, they have, in a place like Okinawa, there's a word that imbues a 100-year-old's entire life, and it's ikigai, and it means the reason for which I wake up in the morning. And it almost always has to do with family, or it has to do a job. It has to do with the job they're passionate about.
Interesting.
And of course, when we get to be in our 50s and 60s, we don't necessarily have families living with us or a job. So it's so important to take the time to understand what you're good at, what you like to do, and an outlet for that gift. And that can add 5 or 6 extra years of life expectancy.
All right.
Most of the time, that comes.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
That comes. The outlet is volunteering. So the takeaway is volunteering is good for you, and it measurably adds years to your life.
So it's volunteering, it's family, it's plant-based diet.
Having a religion can add 4 to 14. So if you've drifted away from whatever religion you've reconnecting to that, I could enumerate four or five reasons why that adds to longevity, but that's an easy takeaway.
Yeah. So, and clean air. Clean air was one of them. Movement. Movement was the other one.
The big thing is thinking about where you live. If you move from an unhealthy city to a healthier city, that's probably the most dependable thing you can do. If you can't move, changing things in your house. For example, having plants will help clean your air. Making sure you don't have a toaster on the counter. A toaster prompts you to make unhealthy food. Making sure you have a beautiful fruit bowl in your kitchen, and that's well lit, and that prompts you to keep it full. So the most accessible food in your kitchen is not the chips or the cookies; it's the fruit. Mm-hmm. And it's that sort of long-term strategy that helps you do the right thing for long enough so you're living longer.
Dan, I would just love to have you on longer. I'm going to ask you to come back.
I would love to.
Listen, thank you so much. We've got to go. Any closing thoughts, like in 10 seconds, any recap?
Yes. Eat one handful of nuts every day. It'll add 2 years to your life expectancy. And at BlueZones.com, if you take the True Vitality test, we'll tell you exactly how old your body is.
Wonderful.
And how to get an extra 3 or 4 years.
Fabulous. BlueZones.com. Dan Buettner, thank you so much for being on the program.
I loved it.
Thanks so
big
much.
Big audio hug.
All right. Thanks a lot. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, it was exciting. All right, folks, this program is brought to you by Age-Friendly Rhode Island, and it's getting more exciting because next up we have Lieutenant Governor Daniel McKee on the program. And, you know, we are the fastest-growing state in terms of aging in our country for folks 85. So Dan's advice was great, and we're going to get more great advice from the Lieutenant Governor right after the break, right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England. I'm Patricia Raskin. We'll be right back.